And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And from this light, God created life upon earth. And man was given dominion over all things upon this earth, and the power to choose between good and evil.
Every action has a cause. The universe exists, therefore it has a cause. It follows God created the universe, therefore he exists.
I understand the physics. I understand the dead cat.
But you can't really understand the physics without understanding the math. The math tells how it really works. That's the real thing. The stories I give you in class are just illustrative. They're like fables, say.
The uncertainty principle. It proves we can't ever really know what's going on. But even though you can't figure anything out, you will be responsible for it on the midterm. When
the
truth is
found. The eyes of God are on us always. And what were God's eyes like?
Actions have consequences.
Yes, often.
No, always. Actions always have consequences. I've tried to be a serious man, you know?
I'm a serious man, Larry. I know what's going on. How do you explain?
Cy Abelman was a serious man. A man beloved by all, a man who despised the frivolous. Could such a serious man simply disappear?
In spite of millennia of efforts, we have not succeeded to create a really and entirely loving image of God.
This is life. You have to see these things as expressions of God's will. You don't have to like it, of course.
The boss isn't always right, but he's always the boss.
Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
I'm not.
Shh. Things aren't so bad. Look at the parking lot, Larry.
Just look at that parking lot.
Please, accept the mystery.